I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here with the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETFtrends.com, where they don't just look at Tom's picks, they look at everything occurring in the ETF business, whether that trend is the investment trends that are affecting what's hot and what's not, or the trends in ETFs themselves and what's being created and what's changing and much, much more. You put it all together, it's a site that can help you from soup to nuts on ETFs. ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the VanEck Vectors Russia ETF, ticker symbol RSX.
It's the RSX, VanEck Vectors Russia. Well, comrade, is this about that Russia would expect a significant increase in business courtesy of our current president? Is this a completely apolitical situation? What exactly, I mean, isn't it the question everybody wants to know these days about all things related to this country? What is going on with Russia? But specifically, what's going on with Russia that makes you say buy it now?
Well, here's an example where political highlights and what you see on the front page of papers and on the news at night doesn't always correlate with what's going on in the investment markets. So here's an ETF, highly representative of Russian stocks. And when you look at the values and what's been going on, I mean, the PE for the S&P 500 right now, Chuck, is over 19. The PE for the stocks within this Russian index is 7.5, less than half the price. So, yes, it's been beaten up tremendously over the past few years as oil prices have declined, but oil prices have come back, number one. There are a lot of value hunters that are in there, too. And all this geopolitical talk that's going on doesn't seem to have had a negative effect on Russian stocks since the election. Is that good or bad politically? Not really sure, but we don't really listen to politics when you look at general trends. The bottom line is the general trends are up right now and above their 200-day moving average within this index, and the valuations comparatively to the U.S. are really cheap.
That said, this is an ETF. You got to be comfortable, A, concentrating some of your assets in one specific country that is still effectively an emerging market. It's not really a frontier market, but it's an emerging market. And B, you got to be comfortable with Russia, which in general right now seems to be making everybody uncomfortable.
Well, it is. And sometimes if you look at some of the best investors historically, they're buying when people are uncomfortable. You know, when cab drivers are giving stock tips, that's probably not a time to put a bunch of money into the market because everybody's really feeling comfortable and euphoric, right? So I'm not saying go out and buy during doom and gloom times, but when there's a warning or there's a fear out there, yeah, be concerned about it, but then you look at the fundamentals. And a couple fundamental points are, hey, this is diversified. Russian companies are not going away. They're relatively cheap right now. And a current trend is in place where even though there's been a pullback recently, this index is above its 200-day average. So I know the next question you're going to ask is, well, how much do you put in and where does the money come from? This is definitely one of those trend-following opportunities. You may have some Russian stocks within your global allocation, and that's fine. If you're a buy-and-hold investor, great. You probably don't have a buy-and-hold specific ETF position that's specific to Russia. But if you've ever thought about it, now's a good time to think about it because, as we mentioned, the trend is in place. So look at RSX, look at the 200-day moving average, use your trading money, and that might be anything that you're comfortable with, because when markets are challenged or markets are a little bit long in the tooth, those are areas that you may want to cut back on, and areas that maybe have not seen long extended uptrends in place, those are something to think about, especially if the valuations are there.
We talked about this being a 200-day moving average play, so that's going to wind up being your trigger, et cetera. If you wind up seeing a trigger, if something happens that pushes us below the 200-day moving average, is this a case where you then say, okay, throw it back into my diversified international, or do you keep it dry because this is your fun money?
I think it's a great question. You have to decide, first of all, what type of investor are you? Are you a buy-and-hold investor and you're not going to worry about ebbs and flows in the market? And if so, great. Just make sure those core holdings that you have are performing the right way and the expenses are in line. If you have some of that, but also you've got an interest and the ability to follow trends and keep close watch on those that are either trending up or trending down and have the discipline to act on it, and that's really what's key. It's always great to be able to identify trends, but the key is if you're going to follow them, you can't do it halfway. You can't buy and say, oh, geez, I bought that 6 months ago. I wonder how it's doing now and find out it's 20% below its 200-day average. You have to be disciplined about it. And if you're looking for these types of opportunities and you're seeing, geez, I got a little bit more time and I've got some cash on the sidelines, this sounds like one of those opportunities I want to get involved in, dig down deep into RSX, find out what the underlying companies are, and put a little bit in and just watch that 200-day average on a weekly basis.
It's the RSX, the VanEck Vectors Russia ETF. Above its 200-day moving average, as Russia has been rebounding, an interesting play at a time when Russia is an interesting topic of discussion. If you want to learn more about it, go check out ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom Lydon's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
That is a great way to start the Thursday, March 23rd edition of Money Life. Up next, the big interview. We'll do it with Cliff Stanton from 361 Investments when we come back in just a moment.